Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So let's talk some Ravens, salary cap, and other things from Russell Street Report. He's on the Ackerman Security Hotline. He's Brian McFarland. Brian, can you believe it's been 35 years since Cal Ripken started the streak? It's crazy.
I know, that's crazy. But I do agree with Vinny. They could bury that song 35 years ago. God, it's horrible.
What, Rosanna?
Yeah.
Come on, man. And
not
it's Rosanna
fan,
Arquette.
Hey, and that's my era, the 80s. But, man, that's bad.
Hey, Brian, let me ask you this, and we'll get into the cap talk in a second. But it's OTAs, and they're open to the media today. As a guy that's certainly a fan of the Ravens and someone who writes about them, what do you expect to hear? What do you want to hear most when the news starts to trickle out about what's happening at organized team activities?
I mean, I guess the biggest thing would be to hear that Perriman has stacked another good set of practices on top of what he apparently did last week. So obviously, you know, if he can turn into the first round pick and the wide receiver that they thought he was going to be, and I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that would be my thing to hear. That, and of course, no injuries. We don't want to hear that, you know, he or anybody else, you know, got injured. So, but yeah, that would be the one. That's the one player that I want to hear about. I want to hear that he stacked another good set of practices on top and makes continued progress.
Okay, Brian, where are the Ravens as we speak today? Where are they salary cap wise?
I've got them at about a little over $3 million. So they're very tight right now. They've got a couple more moves they could make, a couple we've been kind of waiting on.
Give me who they could make and who we waiting on. Ben Watson?
Well, Watson and Arrington are the two that I'm assuming. Well, I don't know about Watson for sure because they seem to talk about Watson like he's in the plans. But with all the tight ends they have, that surprises me. There's $3 million in savings if he goes, which is a nice chunk of change. And I'm not sure that he's coming off of an injury at, is he 36 or 37 now? You know, I that one just surprises me. If they are planning on releasing him, I mean, he's not practicing now, so he's not healthy enough to practice. So if they are planning on releasing him, they may be waiting until he can pass a physical, before releasing him so that they don't have any potential, cap complications. The same thing was with Arrington. Now he's apparently dealing with concussions and still isn't cleared. And there's talk that he wants to retire, which further complicates it because he can claim injury protection benefit, which starting last year starts counting against the cap, and that's about $1.2 million. So his savings is $2.1 million. You subtract the $1.2 from that, so I'm assuming that's why they're waiting out on him, or both of them perhaps, but they do seem to talk about Watson like he's in the plans.
Okay, so going into the season, you need roughly $2 million for injuries during the year, correct?
I would say at least the last couple of years they've needed more because they've had so many. You also have the right now the rule of 51 applies, so it's only the top 51 cap numbers. You're going to add two players to that just to get to the 53-man roster. IR counts, the practice squad counts, PUP counts in case anybody's there. So when the roster expands, so to speak, or the cap expands, so to speak, the roster actually decreases, but the cap expands upon final cutdown. So they need, depending on how many guys are on IR, you're going to need $3-5 million there. So they need to get this number up to about 8, I would say, to be able to feel comfortable going into the season. Now, not that they can't, create space later, but that would be where you'd be comfortable.
Now, Bryant, because, you hear people say, well, we got to get a veteran center. We got to get this. They really can't afford it right now. I mean, you can afford anything, but it comes with choices.
Yeah, I mean, they can certainly look to, last couple of years, I mean, for a while they shied away from restructuring deals. The last 2 years they've done it. You know, there's some places they could do it, but yeah, it comes with a drawback of you're reducing your cap. You're reducing your cap space in future years. They do look to be better next year, in much better shape next year. So maybe it is something that they think they decide they can do one more time this year, knowing that they can afford it next year, and then they hopefully the cap is in much better shape going forward in the future years.
Who's because all the draft picks are signed, correct?
Everybody's signed, yep.
Okay. Whose contracts could they adjust to get some cap space? Because if they cut Watson and Arrington, basically you pick up, it looks like, roughly $4 million.
Yeah, when it's all said and done, right. that's the space because of the guys that would replace them under the rule of 51. So, I mean, there's three names that stand out, mainly because of the size of their base salary, which is what you base it on. And they're not great options, though, for different reasons. So it's Flacco, $6 million, Jimmy Smith, $8.5 million, and Yanda at $6 million. Now they just redid all three of those contracts last year, so you're adding, you're adding money onto the future cap for guys that you may not want to. Now Flacco's obviously going to be here for a few more years. His cap number goes up next year, but his bonus prorations come down. So that may be a place they could do it. Jimmy Smith, that's a tough one. $8.5 million is the place you want to look because you can create a lot of cap space right there. But you're adding bonus prorations for a guy that's hurt a lot, that maybe overpaid. You could argue is overpaid now. If he stays healthy this year and plays great, then you don't mind paying him money next year. But you're adding, you know, he's got about $8.2 in dead money attached to his name right now. After next year, or after this season. So do you want to add to that? Yanda, you know, his bonus prorations are relatively modest, so maybe you do it there, but he's older and you just, you know.
Coming off shoulder surgery again.
Yeah, right.
Two of the last 3 years.
Right, and the next closest would be Weddle. Justin Tucker might not be a bad place to do it, but you're not going to get a lot. You're just going to get $1 million. So it may be that they do $1 million here, $1 million there, $1 million there, and build it up and not, you know, take it all from one spot. But those, I mean, they're really kind of with the dead money they're carrying this year, which is, $15 million already, I think. Yeah, it's over $15 million already.
Are they tops in the league?
They're pretty high. Dallas, I believe, is tops because of Romo. And I think there's one other team that's up there, but yeah, they're pretty high. But that, you know, that's what they needed to do this year. They're getting names off the books, so that next year will be a much cleaner cap. And I mean, there's not a whole lot of, I mean, next year Pitt, I guess, is a dead money prospect. But really, other than that, probably nobody else. So, unless Jimmy Smith were to go, but, so, I mean, they should be in much better shape that way next year, certainly knocking on wood when I say that.
What could they pick up from Flacco, Jimmy Smith, Yanda, and Weddle? Because you said Tucker's roughly $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, out of those guys, Flacco, you could make close to $4 million. Jimmy Smith would probably be the same. Yanda, let's see, how many? Yanda has 3 more years on his deal. So, I mean, you could pick up plenty. I think they could pick up plenty if they need it. I mean, you could probably get about four, maybe $10 million out of the three of those, and then that's not including Weddle. So Weddle's a little more modest. You could probably create about 2.5 there. So maybe 2 there. So yeah, I mean, they can do it. It's just a matter of, you know, do you want to somewhat mortgage the future? But they're probably in better position this year to do that than they have been in the past.
But it seems like everything they're doing is to try to get Harbaugh in the playoffs this year. It just, everything reeks of that they're doing everything they can to make the playoffs, I think, so they don't have to make a change.
Well, I think that's right. They don't want to make the change. They believe in Harbaugh,
right.
But they know that a lot of pitchforks outside the gate, so to speak, and if they make the playoffs, some of that will settle down. Not that they ever make decisions based on what the fans want, but it's a little easier to I guess, justify, if you want to use that term, if they've made the playoffs, certainly.
Brian McFarland, Russell Street Report. He's the capologist. He joins us, gives us a heads up on how the Ravens are doing financially, trying to upgrade the talent on the roster. Brian, we appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Brian. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you. Sure. Yep. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, bud. Brian McFarland on the Ackerman Security Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.